What do you make of Jason Horne-Francis being dropped? I haven't spoken to you since then. He went back and, from all reports, accepted it, had 20 touches in the first half, ended up with 29 for the game. And Patch Adams was talking about standards, and Brent Harvey talked about standards, and he apparently missed an ice bath or something along those lines with the second last game of the season. Would you have done the same thing?
Hard to know.
No, it is hard to know. But if the what we like to do is we boil it down to like one issue or one event. What I would suggest is that this is a young man who has still got a lot of development, both on and off the field, and this club and this coaching group, and have had Noble first, and now Adams, and now a leadership group that are trying to help him become a better player and a better product for the club.
No, I'm really happy that he went back and responded really well. I'm really happy with how the boys went today. Back at home, that they had a good win today. Jace has had 30 possessions. Tara Thomas had a really good game back there. Really happy that they've responded well. But no rethink of it whatsoever. I thought it was the right decision.
If the club are making calls based on a concern of a player leaving, and then that means that they sweep issues under the carpet and miss development opportunities, well, then that club isn't worth a pinch of salt, or the coaches that are making, or the leadership that are making the decision. So I think you need to get rid of the exterior, get rid of the potential fallout, and just say, right, how are we going to help this young man or this person become the best version of themselves? And you've got to make the decisions in the moment that you think, based on the evidence that you have, which is a whole lot more than anyone outside the club has.
I didn't mind it. I thought that's what Lee Adams should be doing in the interim, as an interim coach, is demand high standards.
It's what any coach should do.
Yeah. Well, I don't reckon coaches would every time. I don't think, my opinion.
But when you're in there,
when you're the interim, you make the call because you know you're not going to get the job anyway.
So you think that an interim coach is more ruthless and has a more short-term view, this is a longer-term view.
Yeah.
So they're actually making decisions for something that they might not actually be there for in the long term.
I think Patch Adams has already said that if the best thing for the footy club is he's not there, then good.
And we're assuming that he made the decision too.
Yeah.
I think a good leader, a good senior coach would therefore involve the rest of his staff, some of his staff, and definitely the leadership in the playing group.
Probably did
to decide how to handle players as they go along.